Fish action is back. Good times at Sturkey's, Talking Yellows, Blue Skies, ideal sight fishing conditions.
Those are smoking the keys on ultralight.
The rain brought in a lovely colour line out in the deep.
So basically, it's been quite a few Dorado again, a couple of tuna in amongst it,
plenty bonitos.
There has been a massive ragatoo chop that has come out.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hey, welcome brothers and sisters of angling. Welcome to this week's episode. Welcome to an episode of All Out Summer Action. Guys, we are talking about a week of a shark fest. And we have got more than that, right? There's been an abundance of these summer species. Let me tell you some of them, right? I mean, we are talking about Dorado. We are talking about shad. We are talking cob, kingfish, yellowfish. Absolutely everything we could have targeted for this season is here. And our reporters has the latest scoop of all the action. We're going to tell you about all the hottest feeding zones. We're going to tell you what to target them on, and we are going to tell you exactly what's going to happen for this weekend. So sit back, turn up the volume, and get ready for this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report. But before we do, guys, this show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. Now, I'm going to throw in a little bit of a promo bit, right? Because you're going to have to hear this. You need to know what the Kingfisher is up to in 2025 because it's going to be epic. It's going to be massive. It's going to be a year full of amazing upgrades. Now, we know the Kingfisher does the Kingfisher cover. That is insurance on your rods and reels and so much more. So, you know what? That's a new thing from the Kingfisher. But here's what else is coming out. The new Saltiga 2025. In the next couple of weeks, we are going to see the new Salters V2s, and thereafter, we're going to see the new Excellers. I mean, we haven't seen an Exceller, the new Exceller one, an upgrade of the Exceller in quite some time. So, new Excellers are coming out. There's the new Daiwa Black that's coming out, and guys, there's going to be so much more because 2025 is about a whole lot more. Now, speaking about a whole lot more, let's get into a whole lot more fishing reports, right? Let's kick it off down the South Coast with our South Coast guru, Adam, where he is talking about a non-ed fest that is going on. We knew it was coming, but guys, when you see these catches, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But in case you don't see it, hear it from Adam.
I hope that everyone's had an awesome, epic week. Sorry for the scratchy voice. Yeah, my throat's a bit lost for words, I should say. But otherwise, guys, it's been an epic week down on the South Coast. Last week, we obviously had some very big seas and stuff, which kind of deterred a lot of anglers from targeting certain species, which we normally would. Those included with edible species and not ends. This week, the water has been slightly less sort of rough. However, it has been super, super warm. There have been certain cold spots here and there along the coast, but to try and find those is a little bit of a trick, especially if you don't have a thermometer on hand. Now, some spots that have been producing has been Port Edward, definitely with the non-ed action from duckbills to very nice size hammer. Moving a bit sort of further northward, going to Orange Rocks, a couple of greys. There's been one or two black tip sharks hanging around the Mzumbista Bell region, but definitely no fireworks in terms of numbers. Now, we've also had one or two smaller kingfish popping up. Obviously, with the water temperatures changing, you know, you've got to really pick your spot where you want to target those particular fish. However, we've also had some GTs off of the Port Shepston area with Jerome getting himself a very nice specimen recently. So well done there, bud. But otherwise, Vinesh, on the sort of freshwater side, it's been relatively quiet. Even deep sea, the guys haven't really had much excitement out there. A couple of bottom fish, some smaller charter tuna sizes. And I would say the odd fish here or there that's worth mentioning. So it hasn't been great. However, this warm water, we are kind of hoping that, you know, maybe we're going to get a little bit of a cold splash pushing through. Let's try and get those edible fish biting again. But as you know, with this rain we're having, generally rain just tends to warm up the water a bit and then it cools down. So maybe just waiting a couple of days, see what happens. It might get the fish biting. However, we do know that overcast and sort of miserable conditions tends to get the bronzies biting. So maybe it might be an option to go and try and catch a bronze bream. But otherwise, Vinesh, I hope everyone has an awesome weekend. Stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
South Coast Angling News reporter, Adam Lyon.
Adam, you're an absolute legend. I love the dedication. Guys, Adam sounds like he swallowed razor blades this week, right? I mean, this guy has been ill and he still brings you the fishing report. Thank you so much. I'm going to be fishing down the South Coast this weekend. I am testing out the new Daiwa tournament prototype. It's the action sample. So yeah, super excited. Hopefully I get a fish on it. And even if I don't, well, hey, you know what? I'm playing with new tackle. So you know what? As long as I'm on the water, I am we're having fun. Right, now let's see where else we're going to have fun. Let's talk to Ray Thompson to find out what else has happened down the south coast closer to Durban.
Starting on the far south coast, obviously with this lovely weather that we've had this weekend, there's been a lot of edible fish down the south coast, as well as inedibles. Quite a few grey sharks, and that's the flavour of the week. Grey sharks and more grey sharks. All up and down the coast, we've had some lovely northeasterly conditions making the water cooler. Again, like I said, that Port Edward all the way up to Margate, grey sharks. Few shad thrown in just for fun, and again, odd bronze bream appearing here and there. The Bell all the way up to Park Rennie. There's been quite a few sand sharks. And again, on the points, grey sharks. Not too many edible fish other than a couple of snook and stumpies that have been coming out. All in all, as far as edible fish goes, it has been quiet this week. But looking forward, we have got some northeasterlies coming up, which will make the water cooler. And when that happens, the edible fish will start feeding once again. Ilova, Caradine, Warner Beach, all the way up Mamsen, Texas area. Grey sharks and sandies with very few edible fish thrown in.
Great stuff, Mr. Ray Thompson. Now let's jump into the freshwater side with Jan with what's going on the Midlands. And then I'm going to tell you about the North Coast before we round off with the action from Durban.
Hey there, guys. After a slow start to the year, we are happy to report that there are some signs of fish. Not across all aspects, but there are some fish to be had. And it's a start, and we'll take it. With saturated soils across the Midlands, any spot of rain is going straight into the runoff, and which is putting paid pretty much to the trout river fishing. Bar for the brave, or perhaps shall we call it, the desperate. There was a single return from the Natal Fly Fishers Club anglers from one of the Bushman's River beats, and which mentioned water fast and off colour. But the report also mentioned a number of fish, just shy of double figures in fact. I strongly suspect that the use of a brick was used to get the fly down, but hey, a fish is a fish. And most were in the 9 to 11 inch, and that is 23 to 28 centimeter bracket, and apart from one which pulled the tape to the 15 to 19 inch, or 33 to 38 centimeter class. Well done that man for getting out there. The NFFC Stillwaters fared somewhat better, again, but only one return sporting fish, and all falling into the 13 to 19 inch, that is 33 to 48 centimeter bracket, so some good fish they were. Guys, note that trout stillwaters become very specific in the height of summer. That is in terms of trout feeding and water depth. With the current warm water conditions, the waters are blooming with so much food at present that the fish are, for all intents and purposes, swimming in sweep. Guys, even a week of cold water is not really going to assist in getting the water temperature down, so do carry a thermometer, as the best way to target a still water currently is to bank it for the first couple of hours, and then when the water warms up, hop into a flow tube and dredge the bottom with small flies like small bloodworms and midge patterns and on the bottom. There are even some bass to report on. And with a heat wave, yours truly has been spending some time at Midmar and chatting to the anglers on the slip. Not a lot of fish and not even huge fish, but there are some fish being caught, and anglers are reporting results from using frog lures and flukes in the shallow waters. No action still from the local bass mecca, that is Albert Falls, and it is hoped that the freshwater overflow from Midmar will give Albert a shot in the arm. The fish action is back on its serpentine, reports Jeremy Rochester from Escape Fly Fishing. Good times at Sturkey's, Stalking Yellows, Blue Skies, ideal sight fishing conditions, with some beautiful specimens caught over the large week. That's both smallmouth and largemouth. Still on the yellowfish, from northern KZN on the Buffalo River, some very dirty water, but game on when the fish find the fly. Guys, this is Jan Karabal for Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg reporting for Angler News South Africa.
Thank you, Jan. That is absolutely amazing to hear that the fishing is on the up, because the last 2 weeks it has been a bit quiet. At least now we've got a couple of species to talk about, including the bass. So woohoo for the freshwater. Jan, once again, thank you so much for that. And thank you for those tips. That was really insightful. Now let's get into the North Coast, because I have been waiting to hear what's going on. And unfortunately, this past week, it hasn't been too many returns. There has been a massive ragatoo shark that has come out. Apart from that, the guy said they had about 10 poles and couldn't land any of them. So we know there's some big bags out there. Apart from that, there has been a couple cob. There has been some shad, some nice size shad. And then further up, talking in St. Lucia, I got reports where the fishing was pretty good out there. Lots of non-eds, if that's what you are after. I didn't hear too much about the edible species, but you know what? It is what it is, and we will keep our ears on the ground and keep you informed as to when they come about. However, if you are looking for that offshore action, well, guys, it's been Dorado for days. And along with that, there's also been a good couple of tuna, and we know the sailfish are on the bite. So if you're looking for some bullfish action, especially with this warm water, the further up the north coast you get, the better the fishing is going to be on your offshore side. Now let's get right into Durban, into my hometown, where Mike V and Brad Krubler has some great fishing news to report on.
Yes, the last couple of days and weeks have been all about the grey sharks. That has been the number one target species on the beaches. And that is what we've been catching flat out. Between the greys, there have been some nice sandies, couple honeycombs, diamonds, but the greys seem to be getting to the baits faster than anything else. On the Durban North beaches, there have been a couple of shad. Guys have been getting some. There's been one, two grunters, stumpies. So if you can find a spot where there's no greys, you've got a chance for something else. But in most places, the greys have been pretty well. They get into your bait before anything else has got a chance. On the paddle ski and ski boat side, there are still a good couple of stock being caught, one or two kuta, things like that. But the dirty water coming out the rivers has made it a bit of a problem and issue, but I'm sure that'll clear up soon and the guys will be back to smashing the fish. Those are still getting some lovely bottoms, odd dog in the colder water, some killbreak in there, some lovely rockfish. So yeah, like I said, been doing quite well with it. In the bay, lovely kiwis being caught on ultralight. Those are smoking the kiwis on ultralight, having absolute joy. Between all that, there's a good couple of grunters, one or two cobs, things like that. Fish not wild, because the bay is dirty from all the gutters and rivers coming down into the bay. But yeah, they will start as soon as it clears up a bit. Thanks, guys. Have a great run. This is Mike V for ANSA News.
Well, good day, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Guys, the fishing report over the last week. The weather seemed to have stabled down a bit. Still water nice and warm, sitting at between 25 and 26. Degrees. The rain brought in a lovely color line out in the deep. So basically, it's been quite a few Dorado again, a couple of tuna in amongst it, plenty bonitos off the number one area. Yeah, there's a couple of sailfish floating around out in the deep. And then, yeah, the bottom fishing, guys, has actually been quite good from all really, really, really good stringers and soldiers, some nice sized ones, quite a few Englishmen. Some nice rock hogs. There's still been the snook off the Blue Lagoon, the Durban North side, and some kuta from Sloty and on the Bluff. I guess so, yeah. Tight lines, Brad for Angling in South Africa, and speak to you guys all next.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. What a way to run off the show. So, guys, you know where to go now, right? I mean, if you are out for that summer action, that all-out summer action, like our title says, this is where to go and get them. If you want those non-eds, if you want the eds, if you want the fresh water, these reporters has laid it out for you. All you got to do is make sure to get out there and wet a line this weekend. The conditions are looking absolutely fantastic. It is poised to go and get some fish. I'm heading down the South Coast to get some fish. Please let me know where you are going to be going. I'd love to hear all about it. Please share those catches with me. Send it to vinesh@anglingtimes.co.za. And please do me a favor, whichever platform you're listening to this on, hit that follow button. It means the world to me that knowing that, hey, you know what? More followers, which means you are loving this content. And with that being said, we will be back next week. So until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.